I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Rebuilding is the focus of ministry in tsunami-hit Indonesia. Mission Aviation Fellowship is working with Samaritan's Purse to help deliver needed supplies and manpower to hard-hit areas of Banda Aceh. Speaking via internet phone, MAF's Dave Bachman says they're working in this mostly Muslim region for one very important reason: relationships.
In an area that their whole concept of what Christians were like was very negative.
Pray for safety and that key relationships will be developed to help ministry grow in that region. Next, the Superior Court of Malaysia says it's illegal to renounce Islam there. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the Malaysian Constitution says a Malay citizen is a person who professes Islam. That means 15,000 Malay Christians are considered Muslim regardless of their religious beliefs. The ruling means Malay Christians will live with social rejection and legal discrimination, so pray that this ruling won't stop others from turning to Christ. And while many mission agencies reach out to the poor, sick, and the homeless in evangelism, WideNet International Ministries is reaching the professional class. WideNet's Jason Williamson says they do that through Western professional volunteers who help with special conferences. By doing this, it helps the church connect with the middle and upper class, which could have significant impact.
Some of the people that have been able to come to Christ, they're leaders within the military, they're leaders within their government, and their sphere of influence is much greater than the average person. However, we're able to, you know, effectively enable significant change within that area.
Go to our website if you'd like to help. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on these and other stories, call the resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage of these and other stories can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and much more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.